Can you talk a little bit more about specifically what type of side effects or toxicity you do observe, particularly in terms of fatigue, the common side effects we think about, nausea, vomiting, hair loss, and how often the patients are treated?
Depends on what schedule you use. If we use the standard schedule, the every 3 weeks docetaxel, which is the schedule that has been approved by the FDA, as you know, with prednisone or with estramustine every 21 days, with a higher doses, certainly there is going to be a hair loss. Generally, however, is not full baldness, as you would see with, you know, daunorubicin-based therapies, or certainly not. But there's definitely hair thinning and partial hair loss. Another symptom is fatigue. Most men describe fatigue as occurring generally within the 72 hours or so after treatment. So if I treat someone on a Wednesday or a Thursday, maybe on Saturday or Sunday, they will feel a little bit more fatigue, but not sufficient for that to carry over, that then they will not be able to go to work or even to work the next day. And perhaps the most common or potentially associated with complication side effects is the neutropenia, that decrease in the white cell count, which generally tends to occur anywhere between 7 to 10 days, as usually with chemotherapies. Now, most of the times, with the use of growth factors such as Neulasta, essentially the neutropenia doesn't even occur. In fact, in some centers, I will tell you, like, for instance, the VA, which I attend the clinic there because there are so many prostate cancer patients, they have established, that's not my routine, but they have established a routine of using Neulasta after docetaxel to avoid altogether the neutropenia and not having to follow up in 2 weeks or so for white counts. I'm not saying that that's what everybody should do, but it's very commonly practiced. So in terms of nausea and vomiting, I would say none. I haven't had that problem with docetaxel at all. No nausea and vomiting. Some men describe change in taste, you know, and this is also highly variable from one individual to the other. Some say, you know, the liquids don't taste the same to me. Others say the food, but certainly nobody loses weight. If anything, everybody feels that they feel more hungry, etc. So it's a remarkable change in their quality of life. Don't forget that many of these men, not all, but certainly the ones who had more advanced disease, sometimes even have loss of appetite related to bone pain or other confounding symptoms.
What about the changes in nails that you have observed with docetaxel and also in the lacrimal ducts, the epiphoria?
I have to say that I've seen that happening more often on the weekly combination than on the every 3 weeks, but it's been described for both. In fact, that was one of the most common things, the nail changes. Some men lost, you know, one or two nails in their toes, rarely in their hands, but also it is happened with prolonged treatments. Generally, it's not within the 3 or 4 initial months. I'm talking about men who have been on this treatment maybe for a year. I mean, right now, for instance, I have men on docetaxel, prednisone, others on docetaxel, estramustine for over a year that have experienced no nail changes. So it's not across boards either. Why this variation happens, I don't know. I also observed that the lacrimal changes, as you mentioned, and lacrimation was also most frequent with a weekly than with the every 3 week schedule. And in fact, in this trial I mentioned of neoadjuvant adjuvant weekly docetaxel estramustine, we did observe this happening. We use a number of different eye drops with steroids to prevent it.